has been most helpful in my prayer life has been keeping a prayer journal. So during the season of Lent, as we are sharing our prayer requests, I'm going to be writing them in a prayer journal that I'm going to be using this Lent. So if that's what you see me doing, scribbling around, that's what I'm up to. Focus during Lent. A member of the congregation is going to be sharing something of their prayer life with us each week. And this week, Pat Singletary is going to share with us.
Well, I really started thinking back at the faith-sharing weekend about what to say when Laura asked us about doing this. And it just kept coming back to me that probably the most important thing that I have been involved in that taught me about prayer was when we had the shepherd program. And for those of you who are not familiar with that, we volunteered 7 shepherds in the church, and then each one of us took 7 other people. And we prayed for those people for about 3 or 4 months. And part of that program was to contact those people and tell them that we were praying for them and ask them if we could pray for something for them. Was there something on their hearts and minds that they needed prayer for? When we did that, this is a book that Alex gave me. It's called Becoming a Woman of Prayer. And this book taught me a lot about prayer. And I'd like to share just this first chapter of it, a few highlights out of it. Chapter 1, An Invitation to Intimacy. Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. What if God does not demand prayer as much as he gives prayer? What if he wants prayer in order to satisfy us? What if prayer is a means of God nourishing, restoring, healing, and converting us? Suppose prayer is primarily allowing ourselves to be loved, to be addressed, and to be claimed by God. What if prayer means opening ourselves to the gift of God's own self in his presence? What if our part in prayer is primarily letting God be the giver? Suppose prayer is not a duty, but the opportunity to experience healing and transferring love. That was a brand new idea to me. I always thought that prayer was kind of like a shopping list, and we went and said, I want, you know. And that was a new concept for me, that this was, God gives us prayer. I mean, that's a gift that we have in a way that we can communicate with him. And in doing that, Laura mentioned this morning about her prayer journal, and that was another thing that I did during that shepherd program, was I kept a prayer journal. And of all the things that came out of the shepherd program, the journal is the only thing that's still going on. And I would encourage all of you to do that, to start this week with this emphasis on prayer. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It doesn't have to be a journal from the Christian bookstore. All it has to be is a notebook from Walmart that costs $1. And start writing in it things that God is saying to you and things that he is urging you to change your life, ways that he is urging you to change your life. And in a year from now, take that journal out and read it. You'll be very surprised at what is there. I started mine then, and it's gone on through the birth of our 2 grandsons. And I really have to tell you that I go back and look at it and read the things that I wrote the day that they were born. And, I mean, that's a gift from God right there. So I really would like to encourage you to start this week with a journal And I don't write in mine every day. Some days, sometimes I don't write in it for a week. But it seems that that's a way that I can talk to God and I can listen to Him and hear what He has to say to me. So that's what I would like to encourage y'all to do. Come on, Carl.